This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Turkey's president has reportedly expressed anger over a Syrian army announcement that it has entered the Kurdish-controlled town of Manbij. Meanwhile, Russian officials have congratulated Damascus on the move. We get details from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
The Syrian government's military spokesman said in a declaration broadcast on state TV that the army was fulfilling its duty to its citizens, exerting its legitimate authority over all parts of the country, and responding to demands from residents of the region. He added that the army had entered Manbij and raised its flag over the city. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV that the Syrian military's claim was not true and that government forces control only the outskirts of the city. The International Coalition to Defeat Islamic State in Syria also tweeted it had seen no indication that Syrian government forces were in Manbij. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Here in Washington, a partial government shutdown is in its seventh day with no end to the impasse in sight. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, neither President Trump nor congressional leaders appear willing to compromise.
The White House says those affected by the shutdown but who are still working are being paid today.
No one works for free for the federal government.
But incoming acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says their next paycheck depends on when the government reopens, and furloughed workers are being hit hardest. The Office of Personnel Management's advising them to talk with their landlords, mortgage companies, and creditors to explain the situation and asked to work out plans to either defer or reduce their payments. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. As the Democratic Republic of Congo hurtles toward contentious, repeatedly delayed elections on Sunday, many observers are saying they're worried about chaos and violence ahead of, during, and after the polls. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Congo's Electoral Commission, known as CENI, says the long-delayed polls for president in the National Assembly will finally take place on Sunday. The poll was originally set for 2016, but officials delayed it repeatedly, allowing longtime President Joseph Kabila to stay in office 2 years past the end of his term. This year, authorities maintained that the poll would happen on December 23rd, until a warehouse full of electoral materials mysteriously burned to the ground, and officials announced another one-week delay. This past Monday, officials announced that they would also postpone voting in three volatile areas, which also happened to be bastions of opposition support. The announcement led to violent protests in the city of Beni on Thursday. In its nearly 60-year history as an independent country, Congo has never experienced a peaceful transfer of power. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
A roadside bomb hit a tourist bus Friday in an area near the Giza pyramids, killing two Vietnamese tourists and wounding 12 others. Egypt's Interior Ministry said the bus was traveling in the Meretouya area near the pyramids when the crude roadside bomb, concealed by a wall, exploded. The wounded included 10 Vietnamese tourists. The other two wounded were the Egyptian bus driver and the guide. The bus was carrying a total of 14 Vietnamese tourists. The Interior Ministry said only two of them escaped unharmed. A Spanish aid boat carrying more than 300 migrants rescued at sea has arrived in Spain, ending a week-long journey across the western Mediterranean. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
The boat, operated by the nonprofit group Proactiva Open Arms, docked at the Spanish port of Algeciras. The boat rescued the migrants in waters near Libya last week, but had to travel to Spain after Malta denied it permission to dock and Italy and other countries refused to help. In June, Spain opened its ports to another aid ship belonging to SOS Mediterranean Sea and Doctors Without Borders, carrying over 600 rescued migrants after Italy and Malta refused to let it dock. I'm Zaria Shakli.
U.S. sales of existing homes slumped in November, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Fewer Americans signed contracts to buy homes last month as higher mortgage rates and higher prices squeezed would-be buyers out of the market. With the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage now at 4.55%, the National Association of Realtors says its pending home sales index dipped 0.7% in November to 101.4. It's the 11th consecutive monthly drop.
Ben Thomas of AP. A mostly positive day on Wall Street with all three major indices in the green territory with about an hour left in the trading day. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.